This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Government decides to provide grants to Gen Z Martyrs Families Welfare Society. District Administration Office of Parsa issues a curfew order in Birganj Municipal Corporation with effect from 6 p.m. today to 8 a.m. tomorrow. Election Commission designates 36 district judges as chief election officers and election officers to remain on standby. And Venezuela sees President Nicolas Maduro and his wife transferred to New York court. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to provide grants to the Gen Z Martyrs Families Welfare Society. According to Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Jagadish Karel, a meeting of the Council of Ministers held today made the decision. Similarly, the meeting approved a labor agreement to be signed between the governments of Nepal and Israel. It also agreed to accept a memorandum of understanding to be signed between Nepal and Oman. The government endorsed Order 2082 relating to the use of petrol blended with ethanol and approved the Forest Third Amendment Rules 2082 Bikram Sambad. The minister further shared Om Bahadur Khadka was promoted to the post of Additional Chief Investigation Director of the National Investigation Department. The District Administration Office of Parsa has issued a curfew order in Birganj Municipal Corporation with effect from 6 p.m. today to 8 a.m. tomorrow. After protests continued despite the prohibitory order issued from 1 p.m. today, Parsa Chief District Officer Bhola Dahal issued the curfew order. He said the curfew order was issued to maintain law and order in view of the potential risk between the two communities. The local administration has stated that no gathering rings, processions or sit-ins will be allowed in the Burst Park area in the east, Sirsiapul in the west, Powerhouse Chowk in the north and Shankaracharya Gate in the south. The administration has stated that essential service vehicles will be allowed to ply during the curfew period. The administration had issued the prohibitory order prohibiting any gatherings, meetings, processions or demonstration in the Birganj metropolitan area from 1 p.m. today until further notice. The Election Commission has designated 36 district judges as chief election officers and election officers to remain on standby. Earlier on the same day, the commission appointed 77 district judges as chief election officers. The date for the election of members of the House of Representatives has been set for the 5th of March. In accordance with Section 8 of the House of Representatives Member Act 2074 and in consultation with the Judicial Council, 88 individuals were appointed as chief election officers and election officers effective from the 9th of January. According to the Commission, the appointed chief election officers and election officers have been instructed to report to their respective election areas starting from the 16th of January. The Commission has urged them to establish offices of the Chief Election Officer and Election Officer and to carry out election-related programs. Meanwhile, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial said that serious attention has been drawn to the incidents capable of jeopardizing religious harmony and tolerance in Dhanusa and Parsa. In this connection, Home Minister Arial has urged the concerned sides to immediately act in a way to maintain harmony and safeguard coexistence of all sides to prevent violence in society. President Ramchandra Pardal has said the T20 World Cup trophy coming to Nepal is a proud moment for the country. At the World Cup trophy unveiling ceremony held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in Chitral Nivas today, the president expressed the view that this historic occasion has spread the message that Nepal is moving towards the center of world cricket. President Pardal expressed gratitude to the International Cricket Council for bringing the World Cup trophy to Nepal, leading to increased enthusiasm among Nepali cricket fans. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Chowda, pandra, chowda, pandra, chowda, pandra, chowda.
15
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14*15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14*15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
चौध पन्ध्र
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson paid a farewell call on Prime Minister Sushila Karki. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting held today at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, matters related to various aspects of bilateral relations between the two countries were discussed. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Venezuela sees President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores have reached at Manhattan Court building where the full list of the charges against them will be read later today. According to the BBC, handcuffed Maduro and his wife have been transferred from a detention center in Brooklyn to a court in Manhattan. Several Drug Enforcement Administration agents escorted them from the helicopter. They appeared to be wearing prison outfits. Maduro and Flores were seized at their Caracas compound on Saturday and flown to the U.S. as part of a special forces operation. Meanwhile, Venezuela's new leader, Delcy Rodriguez, is due to be sworn in before the country's National Assembly. The Cuban government has said 32 of its nationals were killed during the U.S. operation to seize Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. According to the BBC, the government said the dead were members of its armed forces and intelligence agencies, with 2 days of national mourning declared. Venezuela has not confirmed how many people were killed during the U.S. raid on Maduro's compound in Caracas on Saturday. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be misty over the Tarai region, partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to provide grants to Gen Z Martyrs Families Welfare Society. District Administration Office of Parsa issues a curfew order in Birganj Municipal Corporation with effect from 6 p.m. today to 8 a.m. tomorrow. Election Commission designates 36 district judges as chief election officers and election officers to remain on standby. And Venezuela's seized President Nicolas Maduro and his wife transferred to New York court. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.